Yankee Charlie India radio check.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Coffee stop before I go to the remote broadcast and then hang out with a bunch of veteran peoples. How are you today, sir?
I'm getting ready to leave, go meet a buddy for lunch, and enjoy the dreary, cool day up here.
Knee of yours hurt when it's rainy?
Right now, no. I don't notice any difference.
That's metal on metal, though, right?
But there is a piece of something in between the two. I don't know what you'd call it. Some kind of cushioner or spacer.
Thinking. I was just wondering, if it was metal on metal, how does that keep from grinding itself down?
Too good. But if I think about it, I'll send you a picture of it in my knee, my actual x-ray.
I wasn't able to contact you the other day when I was at that thing because I was deep in the bowels of a concrete hotel. Although I could receive the NOAA signal while I was in there.
Much stronger signal than what the 610 is, so that's why you were able to receive it.
Claimed they knew nothing about ham. We're very disappointed that ham would not penetrate that. And I said, the only reason most radios receive anything in a building is because they have an outside antenna. You'll notice this one's mounted on top of this.
It's, your cell phone signal diminishes greatly when you go inside those buildings, too. You walk inside a metal building and close it up, and you do away with the cell phone service. You walked into a Faraday cage.
Much information. I told them about Echolink, and they wanted to know why they just couldn't go get a ham license to use Echolink, and I said, Echolink is a backup, but if you lose mobile and you lose Wi-Fi, then you lose Echolink.
Yes, internet's down. Echolink's gone.
The handful that just wanted me to teach them how to shoot guns, and I was like, I'll do it if you buy a radio.
They know how to do that, but they don't want to know how to do the rest of things they need.
You use the radio more than you'll ever use a gun. If it gets so bad that you're using the gun more than you're using the radio, you're on borrowed time.
So who is you doing that for?
Sponsors is Common Sense Retirement Planning down here, and they most of their people have done very well with Common Sense Retirement Planning. And one of the things they tell you is to put 5% of your money in gold, guns, and guts. And this falls in that category because the guy that owns the company he's quite the prepper himself. But he didn't have communications. He was the first one to buy a radio.
Tony Dale, correct? Tony and Dale, or I can't remember.
Actually owns it. And I think Tony is a partner on some level, but Tony is really there. He's like the color commentary. He's the one that makes everybody relax.
I hear their commercials, and I've listened to them doing backup for you guys, or relief, whatever y'all call it. So I knew who you were talking about.
As a Philip, his spread of land is almost a game preserve. When he wants to go hunting, he goes out the back door.
Anything about retirement while you were there?
I've already figured that out. See, my father is in great shape still, 87 years old, still going strong. So I'll never get to retire because I waited. So, I mean, I didn't get into radio until I was 49 years old. So I'm just now beginning to think along the lines of maybe retiring when I'm up. But, I mean, Tony Dale's almost 80 years old. He's going strong like a hippie. So if I keep going like him, I don't mind continuing to work.
I'm in the same boat. I'm 50 now, and I have a little bit of retirement, but not near enough. And I'm trying to figure out all that is a daunting task.
You sound like a young 50. I mean, if you now you're a bionic man too, you might be able to go on to into your 120s.
Be in this world at 120. The way things look now, it's kind of depressing.
To live long enough to get a Jetsons car.
Maybe one day. I've been hearing about them all my life. One day we'll have flying cars, but we ain't made it there yet. About for just a minute, I'm going to walk out because I'm getting ready to leave the house. So I'm going to be in the vehicle here in just a minute. So I'll catch you back on the other side of that if you're going to be around.
What am I talking?
I was getting in the vehicle. Or HKX, mobile.
Just so you know, he's moved over to the Spartanburg repeater talking to somebody. Okay, I'll call ACR.
Terry, thanks for letting me know. KO4HKX. Terry.
Okay, waiting at the daughter's house for a roofer to come. Had a leak the other day, and he's going to come by here and look at it.
My mom and stepdad's old place, and I've got to get it fixed. So I got a roofer coming to look at it as soon as he gets a free minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, is just waiting to meet him here. Casey, he probably won't go in the attic and all that. Then I'm going to Greenville.
Where is Moore located? Is it over toward Powdersville, or is it more towards Spartanburg?
Spartanburg County. I don't know of what you would be to. Have you ever heard of Woodruff?
I know where Woodruff's at. I can't put Moore in there.
So if you were going down 26 from your house down to, say, Clinton, for example, 221 is the Woodruff exit, but that area is called Moore.
So where you're at.
If you turn right on 221, go down there, then 290 goes back to the right, and I live up there in a subdivision back to the right of that. There's a Keurig plant over there. I'm sure you don't know where that is necessarily, but I'm back in behind that.
Exactly where you're at, but I know where 221 cuts off. So, general area is all. I was really just trying to place it.
That's one of those places that encompasses a lot of territory, it seems like, to be a small place. But, yeah, I live in what used to be the country. It's all growing up.
Feeling up here where I'm at used to be a small town, and it's still a small town, but it is not what it used to be.
I mean, my town we have a post office, but it's not really have a town structure per se. But anyway.
Rose is. I was talking about Bavard. If you get up here in Penrose and Little River area, there's one post office and one red light and a gas station.
Well, like I said, I don't know if you heard me tell, but they sold a dairy farm that was across from us. Been there for years and years and years, and they sold it. And now they're going to put 400 to 450 houses in there, so I'm probably going to need a stoplight to get out of my neighborhood.
Definitely changed things. I know growing up here in the county, Transylvania County, where I live, that full-time residence was between 5,000 to 10,000 people. Now we're up over 30, and we've done no infrastructure improvements, and it's just, it's not good.
Yeah, I don't know how far out I guess I could go to Woodruff, but Woodruff, the town of Woodruff is built up too, so I don't know how far out I'd have to get to avoid this.
I still like the area where I live, hence the reason I'm still here. And I like being close to Greenville, Charlotte. If I need something else, you know, I'm within an easy drive to get there.
Very true. Well, I mean, I like where I live, too. Just after dealing with traffic all day long, you don't want to deal with traffic at night and then the next morning either.
It gets a little monotonous. You'd like to have a break from it, that's for sure. The main thing we get up here, though, is the people moving up here, and they've never encountered a steep drop-off or a sharp turn or, you know, the elevation changes, and they panic, and then they end up causing more problems.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Give the road the respect it deserves and try to fly around these turns, and that's a big no-no. You better not do that.
You'll be in a mess before you even blink.
A lot of people hurt, and left before their time, let's put it that way, because of mistakes like that on roads that used to never hear anything about. There's been a lot of it the last 10 years.
Today I'm going to ride through there. I just want to see where Penrose is. Until you, I had never heard of that.
I haven't. That's how come I generally say Bavard if I'm out away from here, because there is a chance people have heard of it. And if not, I'll tell them, you know, we're about 45 minutes southwest of Asheville.
Heard of Brevard, but I had never heard of Penrose.
There's little communities that been around forever.
And my daughter teaches at the elementary school in Pauline. Have you ever heard of that?
Actually, I have. Been hunting down there.
Yeah, that's farm country. I guess I could go that way, but it's building up, too.
The number one destination for people moving in, that kind of what happens.
Find the place nobody wants, huh?
Well, when you come up here, you'll understand this comment. You know, they come up here and they want to enjoy the mountain views, but then they're putting houses on the side of the mountains that a billy goat couldn't stand on, and they're ruining the views, and they don't know how long those houses are going to be there.
You would think Helene would have taught people a lot about that.
With all the mudslides and that kind of stuff, that changed a lot of how houses are put in now up here, or is in the process of changing it anyway.
And I watched some YouTube videos that they did up there, and I mean, I just had never given all that. I mean, you think about that stuff at the beach when water comes in down there, but I never thought about it in the mountains until it happened.
So having flood insurance when you're, you know, at my place and I'm down in the valley, I'm 2,500 feet above sea level. I don't, but after Helene, you know, you want to consider it. But even that, I'm probably 200-300 feet above the river, so it only came up about 30 feet during Helene, so it still had a ways to go to get to me.
Does make you think, that's for sure.
Because I was landlocked, I couldn't get out. I did have to wait for the waters to recede before I could get out of where I'm at, because I got across a little creek to get out, and the bridge was underwater.
Doing all that radio stuff from your house?
Hayes, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I was on my side-by-side out checking on the neighbors and carrying supplies to them and helping them.
I think my roofer has arrived, Patrick, so I'm going to let you go and see what I can get done right quick here. Nice chatting with you, KR4HKX. This is KR4ACR. I'll be clear.
Okay. And that's good timing because I'm getting ready to lose the repeater. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.